Yeah, we probably got off the worst possible start. We knew it was going to be tough here. The form Dunfermline are in, I think it's four straight wins and seven games unbeaten. So we knew we give ourselves a chance. We need to start the game well. We give away a corner after a minute and slight marking allows Ashcroft to score. He takes it well. But if you give good player space in the box, they will score. And we didn't really get going first half, which was a disappointing thing because we knew the form Dunfermline were in. They would come at us and we didn't get going. 2-0. We changed a few things at half time and we had a bit more to go second half. We kept going and Isaac Shaw come back off the post, maybe that's the one, or the chance we do get first half where we go through and John Sinclair gets it, it's a 3v2, I think they lose the ball and we get these chances, they're the ones we need to take, and the one Isaac one hits the post and comes back, that needs to give us that lift to get there. It doesn't, it come, hits the post and goes and the keeper makes a good save from Jordan. It's, the boys are thinking in the third goal, you can see the heads going down, it's been tough for them, not mean they keep going and they're an honest bunch, but you do feel for them, not mean you do feel like panic when they don't get that goal. And they're maybe 3-0 down, there's 10 minutes to go and they're having to keep, and they're tired and obviously been part time and they're having to keep going, and you just wish that one week these wee breaks will go for us, know what I mean, but we'll keep trying.
Can you do us a favour and beat Livy then?
We'll try, aye. We've got Dungeon United Tuesday night then Livingston on Saturday, so we'll try our best. So we know we've got three games to go and two of them are at home, so we're better in our own surroundings. We've fared better at home this season than we have away from home, so two at home and we'll give our best shot in the last three.
Slightly sarcastic question is, did you practice slide tackles all week? Because James Dale and Callum Tapping seem to spend more time sliding.
Yeah, I just think it's the way it is with Dunfermline. They, when they get into their stride, they move the ball about well, and we're having to chase them and make some last-ditch tackles. But they are a good side, Dunfermline. I mean, they've caused us problems and even since I've been here, and even when League One they were in there. I mean, we didn't get close to them then, and they're strong again, and if they make the playoffs then don't see why they can't be up there challenging and end up in SPL.